Welcome back to Cyber Broadcast, episode 208. I'm Andrei Setnarsky for CyberNation Central, and today we build on yesterday's expose of reasons why your board's involvement in cybersecurity must move beyond the traditional advise and consent model and into active engagement in cybersecurity. Here are four more reasons why. First, proactive risk management. By being actively involved, boards serve as a system of checks and balances that can ensure cybersecurity measures are not only reactive, but proactive. This includes the adoption of advanced predictive analytics and threat intelligence systems that can foresee and mitigate potential risks before they manifest into actual breaches, right? Second, enhancing cyber resilience. Active involvement allows boards to lead in fostering a culture of cyber resilience within the organization. By setting a top-down example and mandating comprehensive cybersecurity practices, boards can cultivate an organizational ethos that prioritizes and continuously improves cyber defenses. Third, oversight of cybersecurity investments. With cyber threats posing a significant financial, operational, reputational, psychological, and even existential risk, boards need to be actively involved in decisions related to cybersecurity investments. This oversight ensures that resources are allocated effectively, not just for immediate needs, but also for long-term cybersecurity strategy and infrastructure. Fourth, individual cybersecurity also. Boards are part of the cybersecurity fabric themselves. They need to conduct themselves, their committees, their families cybersecurity, and set cybersecure by design strategy, right? Otherwise, everything else is for naught. Otherwise, they're exposing the organization to risk. Active cybersecurity engagement is essential for boards of any size, driven by the need to effectively manage complex risks, satisfy increasing regulatory and stakeholder expectations, integrate cybersecurity with core business strategies, and enhance overall organizational resilience. This proactive approach is a fundamental part of your fiduciary duties and a necessary response to the evolving tactics of cyber adversaries, ensuring that boards shape a robust cyber posture that protects and supports the entire organization. Join us tomorrow as we explore board accountability versus responsibility in cyber defense. In the meantime, make sure to certify your board and C-suite as cyber-ready fiduciaries with CyberNation Central's Executive Cybersecurity Blueprint, establishing a strong deterrence against cyber threats. Visit CyberNationCentral.com to schedule a consultation and reinforce your cybersecurity stance from there. Until then.